Proclamation number 8952 of 12th of March, 1965. God's support in the vineyard work. You will be guided the ways where you are to bring my gospel, and it is nothing without meaning and purpose what you also undertake. Because I know the hearts, which are still to be at rest, and who still opens himself for my gift of favor, he will also reach the destination, to the union with me still on earth. But you know yourselves that not many will listen to you anymore because the earthly world still holds them captive. Nevertheless, you should not refrain from trying, for individuals can be found everywhere who will listen to you and who will be impressed by the spiritual knowledge you offer them. Because also their souls desire a feeding, and they feel your words beneficently, because I also know exactly when they're receptive for it, and I therefore speak to them myself through you. Always just pursue your vineyard work. Do not become despondent when you seem to have no success, because I know to direct all thoughts. I know about the possibilities, which you do not know, but which are decisive that they feel touched by my word. Always consider that already a small hint is enough to help them to believe in a God, who takes care of all men in love, who wants to rescue them from the abyss and who therefore speaks to you. Consider that you have the possibility to give them proof. Try to make it clear to them in all love that they only need to call upon me in spirit and in truth in order to be able to expect help from me in every adversity of body and soul. But leave the decision up to them. And you have done what you could do, for every man's heart must of itself take the way to me. This is the task of the disciples of the end times, which they are to fulfill loyally and conscientiously, that they are active in my name, that they carry the gospel out into the world, that they emphasize love towards God and towards the neighbor as most important, the fulfillment of which then also guarantees an eternal life and happiness. You all no longer have much time, and your activity therefore becomes more and more urgent. You are not allowed to become lukewarm and indifferent, because you have offered yourselves to me as mediators, who address men instead of me, but whom I also need, because I cannot address man myself, and you are to fulfill this task dutifully. But rarely only will a servant, who has offered himself to me for service, put this task on hold. Rarely only will he slacken in the spreading of truth, because again and again this truth is sent to him from above and he therefore recognizes the urgency, because as soon as I myself can have an effect in him, he is also completely surrendered himself to me will-wise, and he is guided by me always, as I see it as beneficial. And the near end dictates that every servant uses all his strength to still contribute to the salvation of souls, what is possible for him. But you can be sure of my support. I want to fill each one of you with strength. I always want to give you a hint when you are to address a person and bring him my word. Service for me will always be an inner need for you. You will take pleasure in it and not feel it to be a burden, for all those who serve me are my children who are also assured of their Father's blessing. Amen.